Cropod contains language and themes which may not be suitable for anyone, but what is suitable for everybody is the great stuff from our friends at The Famous, iconic wear for bears. Go check out thefamousheadwear.co.uk. Great stuff over there. And if you want to win some stuff from them, scroll down, hit the Buy Me a Coffee link in the show notes on this episode that you're listening to right now. We give away stuff from them every single month here on the Cropod. So check them out, thefamousheadwear.co.uk.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I think we'll end up, I mean, to be honest with you, the best scenario from that point of view, from sort of healing rifts or however you want to put it, is that, you know, the new guys who've been brought in who have a clean slate remain, the nominees come on, and you get Stockbridge to fuck.
And Jack Irvine.
Well, I mean, Irvine, yeah. I mean, Irvine's not in the board. Irvine won't exist if the board's doing the job. But, you know.
Kill me, that's the fucking stupidest thing I've ever
seen in my life. Andy, is it just me, or is he looking particularly fiendy to you in that
Click on the bottom picture later. Imagine the ball's not there. He's just looking up going, why, oh, why are all the refs Protestants?
Wait a minute, what the fuck is this?
Wait.
Why the fuck does Neil Lennon have a calendar?
Scroll down, you can get the t-shirt.
You may also like.
The t-shirt is brilliant.
Oh my god. These can't be real. Like, they don't even look like, they look like just like someone's like photoshopped these things on. This can't be a real website.
Wait. We're just gonna can't ask Elder right now. Let's go through the Neil Lennon app here.
It's not even a Celtic website. It's just neillennon.com. He's doing this himself. He's just done this on his own back.
Is this a fucking joke? Seriously.
These don't look real. They all look just like really badly photoshopped. Like all the hats and stuff. This is mental. Look at the wallet, the little wallet. Champion football manager. Look at the mouth of Neil Lennon, mouse fat.
I'm not going to be mug as well.
I'm not trying to be funny, right? I'm in shock here. Is this real?
It looks like it is.
Yeah, you can buy them.
There's new Lennon women's wear. Oh my god.
Fucking hell. I wonder what month has got him gobbing his fucking manky tobacco into a spittoon.
Hold on.
The new Lennon ladies soft shell jacket. Check this bad boy out.
Andy, I think this one came out of the Celtic Park personal collection, right?
Fucking hell. Right, we need to tell people like precisely where to go and find this, because folk have to fucking see this.
Let it go. You just see
a tap on it. It was Esther that just tweeted it there.
Oh shit!
That is fantastic. look at the woman who's just doing the jacket. Like, she really looks like she's shifting partners to cheese. Oh fucking hell, man! Like, I'm still not sure if this is real or not. Look at all the pictures. It looks as if someone's just photoshopped that shitty little new Lennon logo onto them.
This can't be real.
Oh, this is real. This is definitely real. It's the Neil Lennon shop on the homepage.
Oh, I feel really let down. No, see if you click on mugs and glasses, there's just mugs.
Oh my god.
It's his website.
Is it Ross?
Why the fuck does Neil Lennon even have a website?
Because people need Neil Lennon mouse mats, Chris, and they need them now. It's almost Christmas.
Ross, that's your newest purchase right there.
No, right, listen, this is got to be a fucking wind up.
This is amazing. Right now, this is from the bio bit. Neil was recognised as a top manager after beating Barcelona, in brackets, one of the best teams in the world.
Fucking hell. I'll tell you, mate, none of this stuff actually exists. Look at that, see that one you just said with the fucking V-neck
cardigan?
That's just, they've taken that from like Topshop and they just whacked a fucking fake Neil Lennon logo on it. That's not real.
Look at the beanie hat one. The beanie hat's basically like a beanie hat in the background and the Neil Lennon logo fucking superimposed over the top.
Yeah, it's all superimposed at weird angles and stuff. It's mental.
Wait.
Wait. I'll go just die. Blue as well, it's blue.
Holy fuck.
You're going to have to put a list of fucking like images on the fucking website, like click this at 26 minutes 50 seconds.
Jesus Christ.
Chris, sold.
I'm sold. I'm getting my brother a new wedding calendar. Oh, fuck, man.
Chris, sort microphone out again.
What?
It's echoey.
Oh, fuck off.
Oh, wait. Oh, God.
Shall we?
I don't know if I can.
I'm getting some serious fucking Rangers questions here if anyone's want to hear them.
Okay.
Right, Billy Dodds wants to know, Sophie Ellis Bextor, bit skinny, but would you?
Yes.
Yes.
Yep.
As long as she doesn't sing.
Bold. Are you trying to say you wouldn't make her sing, Peter?
Not like that.
Lord Trev would like to know if he gets a piece printed in We Are the People bag, can he call himself a journalist and get a laminated press card? Well, that's exactly what I've done. So,
you know, actually, there's press cards for sale at AngelaHaggerty.com, so you can just hop over.
Hey, listen, don't fucking start. If Neil Lennon can have a calendar, so can he.
It would be like the fucking, do you remember, like the calendar from Zooland? It would all be the same picture. We had like our hair all over our face. Like, oh, this was a, you know, this just shows like how warm I am when I'm exposing Sebco's clan bigotry.
This is me crawling out of a television in January.
And I think this piece really shows how I'm exposing Rangers clan bigotry. Yeah. You've got December. It shows my playful side. And so when I'm exposing Rangers clan bigotry.
Oh, man. Oh.
Is Henry gone? Did he pass out when he saw the new wedding calendar?
No, I'm here. I'm just trying to come to terms with it all.
You're trying to figure out what to buy Van first for Christmas.
Well, I think that's taken care of, Shane.
I thought we'd hundreds and hundreds of questions, but for some reason, my Twitter has just like put the same questions up four times each. Right, we've got two more questions, so we'll fire through.
That's ridiculous. There's questions all up. We got tons of them.
They're all the same fucking questions, Shane.
Dicker wants to know if anyone can recommend somewhere for. Of course, Andrew Dixon's looking for food. He needs somewhere to eat in Arbroath before the game.
Glasgow.